Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I can imagine this should be like played in high school, Friday Night Football. If you got a band, what do you think, Joe? This is how I would want to bring my team out to this. 8:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show and Fan.
I feel this is like what Ben Stiller's dodgeball team came into in the movie Dodgeball.
Joining us right now, our man of the scene, courtesy of the Window Nation guest hotline. He is Cordell Woodland. What's up, Cordell?
What's up, guys?
Did your high school have a band?
That's a good question. I honestly can't remember. I felt like that says a lot about my age these days, but I honestly can't remember. I'm feeling a little older these days, man.
We didn't have a band. We had cheerleaders and a step squad.
We definitely had cheerleaders. Yeah. We definitely had cheerleaders.
Mm-hmm. We had at Harford Tech?
Yes.
There were black people there?
Yeah, a few.
Because that was the step squad.
Yeah. There was the one white girl with the interesting haircut that was there as well.
But with the short hair?
Yeah.
You know, I didn't have a home field.
Really?
We played every game.
Oh, you had
was
to take the
game.
Bus, didn't you?
No, it's Subway.
Subway, yeah.
Yeah.
It's all our games.
I'm sorry, Cordell.
Yeah,
we just started Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football, Cordell Woodland. The Lions... They get exposed a little bit in week one against Green Bay. We're finding out maybe Green Bay is really, really good. And then all of a sudden they walk all over the Chicago Bears. We're finding out that maybe Chicago is really, really bad. So who are these Detroit Lions?
Yeah, I think that's kind of the time of the year that it is. Just still trying to figure out who's who, honestly, just around the league. And that goes to it just really being a week-to-week league in the NFL, honestly. But especially through the first month. But yeah, I mean, I think it was reasonable to expect the Lions to take a step back when they have the turnover that they had on their coaching staff. So it wasn't really a surprise for me to see them kind of come out flat in Green Bay week one. Also wasn't really a surprise for me to see them kind of take it to the Bears in week two. I still think they're an offense that scares you. They're an offense that can be explosive. They've got probably the best slot receiver in the league, and Amon-Ra St. Brown's coming off a three-touchdown game. They've got one of the best backfields in the league, led by Jahmyr Gibbs, who can literally do everything. And Jared Goff is still one of the more one of the better play-action passers in the league, and Jameson Williams can threaten you deep. I mean, they've got so many challenges offensively, and even defense, they're solid. So they're still a team you have to worry about. And I'm expecting them to at least put up a solid fight on Monday.
What do you think about the injury roster now for the Ravens? Because it's like a who's who of everybody important right now. You're talking Wiggins, likely Madubuike, Ricard, now Van Noy. Like how many of these folks do you go to actually play in this game?
Yeah, I mean, I think today will give us a clearer picture. I don't really get the sense that Madubuike would miss this game. Wiggins, we'll see. I mean, you start talking about a groin, you just never know. So, especially at that position. So that one kind of got to take it day by day. Ricard, I mean, that's one that's
a big
just
one.
As head scratching as anything, because it's like, when did this happen?
Yeah.
And why is it taking so long for him to get back? You do wonder. I mean, John didn't want to use the word setback on Monday, but he also didn't know what else to call it. So, I mean, it is clear he's not progressing as quickly as they thought or hoped. And that's been a little bit of a speed bump for their offense, as you saw on Sunday, where they struggled to run the ball against the Browns. Still no excuses. I'm not giving this team any excuses this year. They're too good, and they ran the ball down Buffalo's throat. So, I don't expect what they look like on Cleveland against Cleveland in the run game to be the case every week. But no doubt Patrick Ricard is a loss. And likely, I don't anticipate likely playing Monday. But we'll see as the week goes on. In my mind, I think likely returns in week four.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, let me ask you this about, so the Lions come into town, obviously, and as we said, they look like two different teams, week one and week two. The Ravens, although they didn't run the football last week, they dominated that game across the board. I think getting the Lions outside and their style of play, especially outside, is tailor-made for the Ravens and what they do if they're able to slow down the run. What are your thoughts just specifically on the D-line trying to shut down this run game? Because Jahmyr Gibbs is special. I mean, there's no question about it.
Yeah.
And even if you shut him down in the run game, he can still beat you in the pass game.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. It's like he's one of those dudes to where just by slowing the run game down, it doesn't take him out of the game. And to their credit, they will keep running the ball because they have two good running backs in Gibbs and David Montgomery. So, you know, they
and also Goff's game is predicated on what you said earlier, exactly. The play action pass.
Yeah,
exactly. They understand what happens if they get one dimensional, even with the talented receiving core that they have. So, yeah, I mean, they're not the same team that they are when they're on turf. You know, compared to when they're on grass, no doubt about it. And then, you know, having to come into the bank on Monday night, I mean, it's going to be a crazy atmosphere. I'm sure the guys will be ready to go. But, yeah, I mean, that could be the telltale of the game. And you go back to that Buffalo game, they couldn't stop anything, let alone the run. So that's going to be important for them to be able to at least try to make Detroit be one-dimensional on Monday night.
All right, give me a winner and a score.
I do think the Ravens win. A part of me feels like they'll kind of, you know, put them away. But I don't get the sense that I had 2 years ago when Detroit came in and it was all this hype and the Ravens kind of just put it to them.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll look like that. But I do think the Ravens on the tail end of the game will be able to separate themselves. I anticipate this being maybe a 37-28 game.
All right, Cordell, what can we hear you next week?
Well, me and Ben will be on tonight from 7 to 9 after BBT. Fridays usually, I think Friday, same time, 7 to 9 next week as well after BBT. Friday is our new night as of now, at least until baseball season ends.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot, Cordell. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man. 510-583-1057. Let's go to Arnold and get Chris. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Rob, I was wondering, not to be weird or anything like that, but what do you do in your spare time? I was at the Ravens game on Sunday and the Orioles game yesterday, and I see Rob R. Long tagged all over the city.
Yep.
Are you in a gang, or are you just
gang
in your spare time? Just
why do I have to be in a gang, man? Why do I have to be in a gang?
Just an artist. It is a gang, but I'm just
No, man. Why you got to pick gang? My gang doesn't like me calling them. I mean, no, I'm not the gang, man. That's not me, Chris. That's not me. I'm telling you.
You think Rob would be caught dead at a gas station doing that? He pays people to do that.
That's
with Oriole tickets.
I'm just messing with you. I didn't take offense to it. No, that's not me, though. I mean, it 2 years ago was an article in the Baltimore Banner.
Oh, that's right.
They actually interviewed me. I'm like, listen, I'm from Baltimore.
And I love the fact that when you see R. Long, you instantly think of me. I love that, but it ain't me.
You're lucky they didn't interview me, because I'd have been on record saying I've seen him do it. I was with him. We were downtown in Fed Hill at, you know, just started, I'd find out all the places that had him and said, hey, you know what? March 13th, Rob and I went here, and he tagged this place. Yeah. It would have been a totally different story.
My brother wanted to do something where he videoed somebody walking out from the R. Long, with a shirt, and then put me on Facebook later on that day with that shirt on.
You know, with AI, they could just make it.
He was gonna set me up and not tell me, but he thought about, like, people might really believe it. He said, I was gonna set you up, dude.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.